Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We commence the evening Sabbath worship. Let's all rise and sing him 160.
请起立唱诗160首.
160. Hallelujah, the name is Christ. Before we commence our service tonight, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
还没有开始今天晚上聚会之前，我们归下来祷告，求神带领今天晚上的聚会.
Please kneel down and pray together.
请一同归下来祷告.
Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Yeah,
earlier I was in a dining area, I saw a lot of people came earlier, like, wow, everybody's coming early tonight. And I was sitting and talking, and then I realized that clock in the dining hall is 45 minutes slower.
所以我在这个副堂一面吃一面讲谈话，我过后才了解这个副堂的这个 钟呢，它是慢了45分钟。
So, you know, sister told me, yeah, you're going to be late. I say late. I still have some time. Then I look, it's almost 8 o'clock already.
所以有位姐妹告诉我，我快迟到了，我就觉得为什么。然后我再看一下我的手表，已经快8点了。
Yeah, but praise and thank God that you and I can be here to worship God tonight.
所以感谢神，你我都可以在这里大家一同聚会。
You know, every time I drive to Austin or to Houston, I always very thankful that I can arrive here safely.
所以每次当我开车到奥斯汀或者来到休斯顿，我都很感谢神，我可以平安的到达。
Because almost every time during my trip, I see at least 3 to 4 cars accident.
因为每次当我开车来到下来休斯顿的时候，我就看到3个到4个的这个意外。
And a lot of them are fatal accidents.
这些都是非常致命的意外。
So thank God that you know we all can be here safe and we can worship God together.
所以感谢神呢，我们大家都可以很平安的来到教会来敬拜他。
Tonight I would like to continue to share with you the book of 1 Peter.
所以今天要跟大家继续分享彼得前书。
And last time I was here, we talked about the living hope.
所以上次我来这边的时候，我谈到这个诱惑的这个盼望。
We know as Christian, our hope is not in this world.
我们知道，作为基督徒，我们的这个寄托不是在这个世界上。
Because in this world, one day we'll all disappear.
有一天，这世界会过去。
But what you and I have is eternal life.
但是你和我拥有的是永生的盼望。
And that inheritance is incorruptible.
然后这个产业呢是不能朽坏的。
It's undefiled.
是不会被玷污的。
Does not fade away.
而且不会丧失的。
Why? Because it's kept by the power of God.
因为因着神的能力。
But you and I need to have faith to see that very clearly.
但是你和我必须要有这个信心来看得很清楚。
Now, in the book of Revelation, John was in the spirit 4 times.
我们知道在启示录，约翰他进入这个灵里4次。
And every single time, he sees things that no one else can see.
每一次他进入灵里，他看到的事情没有人可以看得到。
So the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是一样。
We must be like a flying eagle.
我们必须要像一个展开翅膀的
To soar into the sky to see what God has put forth before us.
然后飞到这个世界上来，这个。 飞到这个天上来看到神要给我们的
If you only focus in this world
如果我们只是寄托在这个世界上
Yes, 1 minute we can be happy
可能在一分钟我们可以成为非常快乐
The next minute our happiness will be gone away
但是下一分钟我们的这个快乐就会被夺去
Because in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24
在彼得前书1章24节谈到
It says here because all flesh is as grass and all the glory of man as the flower of grass The grass withers and all its flower falls away.
24节,因为凡有血气的,尽都如草,它的美容就像草上的花,草必枯干,花必凋谢。
You know, verse 24 summarizes pretty much the meaning of life.
24节总结了这个生命的意义。
It says, all flesh is of grass.
凡有血气的,就好像如草。
And the glory of man is the flower of the grass.
这个人的美容就好像花一样。The
grass wither and its flower falls away.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。You
know, when we read this verse, you and I should become very sad.
当我们读到这一节，应该感觉到非常的难过。But
actually, we should become very joyful.
但是反之，我们应该感觉到喜乐。In
the sense that this life does not last for a long time.
我们知道这是我们这个生命并不能永远长存。But
the inheritance that God wants to give us.
那神要给我们的基业
is forever.
是永远的。
So that's why, of course, in this world, we must work very hard.
所以在这世界上，我们必须要勤力的做工。
We must do our best to do what we need to do.
尽力做我们该做的。
But our hope is not in this world.
但是我们的盼望并不建立在这个世界上。
Because it doesn't matter what you and I gain in this world.
因为不论我们在这世界上得到什么,
one day it'll be gone.
有一天它会成为过去。
It doesn't matter how famous we become, you know, we become. One day also be gone.
不管我们变成多么有名的一个人, 但是总有一天这会成为过去。
No, it's interesting if you look at all the previous leaders in the whole world.
所以我们可以看到, 这之前的这些领导者。
No, the other day I was watching the news and they talk about Dan Quayle.
之前我看到, 报告有一个关于 Dan Quayle这个人。
He was the vice president, right?
他是副总统。
And now, I mean, he went to a golf tournament. And he just sit there, and nobody really cares, you know. He's just there, you know.
So he 去了一个高尔夫球场，然后就坐在那里，没有人去管他。
But at one point, he was the second most powerful man in the whole world.
但是在他生命当中，他是世界全世界第二有权力的人。
I think none of us sitting here are going to become vice president or president of the United States.
我觉得我们坐在当中也没有办法成为这个美国的副总统。
So whatever we gain in this world, it can be very little.
我们在这世界上所得到的东西是非常渺小。
But even this flower of this grass is so big, but it just one day just fade away.
即使这个花是多么的漂亮，多么的庞大，但是有一天便会凋谢。
Just like the grass also in this world.
就好比这个世界上的草。
One week is here, the next week people mow and throw into the trash.
所以这个星期我们还可以看到这个草，但是明天这个草被剪了就丢到一旁。
And really, is the meaning of human life?
人的这个
But we must transcend beyond that.
我们必须要超过这一切。
Because what God has given us is more than the things in this world.
因为神给我们的是超过这个世界上可以给我们的。
And that's why in verse 18.
所以在18节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
一章18节。
Know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, verse 19.
19节,
but with the precious blood of Christ, as of lamb without blemish and without spot. So we know actually the reason why you and I have this great hope because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从这里我们知道我们有这个盼望是因为我们的耶稣基督。
And our Lord Jesus Christ, His blood is not something ordinary.
所以耶稣基督的血并不是普通的血。
Because His blood is the blood of God.
因为它是神的宝血。
And this blood is blameless, with blemish without spot.
所以这个宝血呢是无瑕疵、无玷污的。
And that's why for you and I, we must focus on our faith.
所以我们必须要着重于我们的这个信仰。
Because without the living hope inside our hearts,
因为如果我们里面没有这个盼望的话,
there's no way you and I want to continue on living.
我们就没有这个目标来继续活着。
It doesn't matter what we have in this world.
不管我们在这世界上得到什么。
Even a millionaire person want to kill themselves.
因为即使是百万富翁也会想自杀。
Even the most famous person in the world, they want to kill themselves.
即使世界上最有名的人也会想自杀。
But for you and I,
但是对于我来说,
let's try our best.
我们尽我们的责任,
to gain this inheritance.
来得到这个, 这个产业,
so we have a living hope inside our heart.
让我们有这个, 有活泼的盼望。
And that's why in chapter 2 verse 4 said, therefore, lay aside all malice and all deceit.
所以在第二章的第四节说,
chapter 2 verse 1.
哦,在, 所以, 在第二章第一节谈到, 所以你们就要除去一切的恶毒。
No, if you and I live without the living hope,
如果我们没有活在这个有生命的,
we have no strength to be a good person.
我们没有能力量来成为一个好人。
And that's why in chapter 2 verse 1, known that the inheritance of God is incorruptible, undefiled, it's not a fade away, then therefore you and I must do something to gain that inheritance.
所以如果当我们知道神的应许是不会凋谢的，然后是永远长存的，我们就会继续追随。
No, sin is very difficult to overcome.
我们知道这个罪呢是非常难胜过的。
But when you and I have a living hope,
但是如果我们有这个活泼的盼望,
say, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、妒忌、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Now, when you and I have this great hope,
所以当我们有这个盼望的时候,
we have the strength to continue on living.
我们就有这个能力来继续活着。
I think I shared this with some of you before.
我跟大家分享过。
They did research among all the police officers and firemen, things like that.
所以有一个统计, 这个统计是在这个, 就是消防员还有警察上做一个调查。
And most of the time, they say life and death for those, you know, police officers, for example, is within 60 seconds. Within 60 seconds.
所以他们做一个统计，就是计算出来一个警察他生与死的时间只有60秒。
So for example, if they get shot.
比如他们被就是有人向他们开枪。
And some officers, they just give up and they don't fight to live. They just die right there.
有些这个警察呢，他就不会挣扎，就这样死去。
But those who want to fight to continue on.
但是这些警察如果他很积极的就是想要活。
Then he can just stay alive for that extra minute, extra 2 minutes for the ambulance to get there, and then they stay alive.
所以他们只要坚持那一分钟，等到这个救伤车来到，他们就可以活了。
And they found out.
他们就发觉了。
The police officer who is single.
那些只有单身的这些警察
，and who doesn't have a family，
没有一个家庭的警察。
When they get shot，
当他们被开枪的时候
，they have no strength to fight， continue to live。
他们没有这个能力，没有这个力量来坚持活下去。
Because they feel there's nothing to fight for。
因为他们觉得他们没有可以为什么事情而坚持活下去。
Even if I'm alive, I go home, I'll be by myself again。
因为当他们可以活着回去自由。
I have no one to love me or someone for me to love。
因为他们觉得他没有人可以爱他，没有人爱他，他也没办法爱别人。
So because of this, when they get shot and get wounded, they just give up very easy.
所以当这些警察他们受伤之后，他们就很容易的来放弃。
But for those who have families,
但是对于那些有家庭的来说
，especially for those who have children,
特别是对于那些有孩子的
，they always want that keep themselves alive until the ambulance get there.
他们会尽所能的来让自己活着，直到这个救伤车可以到。
Because their family is their hope.
因为他们的家人是他们的寄托。
And their children is their hope.
他们的儿女是他的寄托。
So because of this, they find the strength within them to stay alive for that extra minute.
所以因为他们有寄托，他们就有这个力量来坚持到最后一分钟。
Now how much for you and I?
那是对于我来说呢。
If you have the living hope inside of us.
对于你和我，我们有这个活泼的盼望。
There's no sin in this world should overcome us.
在这世界上，没有一个罪可以胜过我们。
So that's why we must lay aside, right? Lay aside all these things.
所以他这里告诉我们要除去一切的恶毒。
But instead, it's in verse 2.
就在第二节。
Instead, we must know desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的这个婴孩爱慕奶一样。
You know, when you and I lay aside all our sins,
当我们把我们的罪放下来
，it doesn't mean that you and I just sit there and do nothing.
不代表我们就坐着就不做东西。
But rather, when we lay aside all this evil speaking, then we must, you know, desire for the word of God.
因为当我们除去这一切的罪恶，我们必须要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
To replace all the malice.
来换，就是跟这个恶毒来做个对
话。To replace all the deceit.
来换取这个诡诈
，to replace all evil speaking，
换取这个换掉这些妒忌。
So that's why you and I, yes, we lay aside our sin, but we must do something that's very positive for our body.
我们要除去这一切的罪恶，我们要做对我们身体有益的事情。
And that's why in verse 3 say, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
第三节谈到，你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
You know, when you and I read the Word of God,
当我们读神的话
，it really can give us strength.
神的话可以给我们力量。
When the Word of God gives us strength, then we can taste it. We know that, you know, God is very gracious.
当我们读神的话，可以尝过主恩，我们就知道神是很充满恩典的。
We remember Elijah.
我们记得以利亚。
You know, he just did some great miracles.
他做了一个很大的，行了一个很大神迹。
And he prayed, and fire came from heaven and devoured all the offering.
他祷告，火就从天而降，把这祭物完全的被烧。
Then he went against the 350 false prophets.
然后他就跟这个350个假先知对抗。
And execute them.
然后就把他们击杀。
Then when he prayed after 3.5 years, it was no rain.
然后他祷告三年半没有下雨。
Then he prayed again in 3.5 years, then there was rain.
然后又祷告三年半后，他祷告雨又开始降下。
Then the time he was in the spirit of the Lord and he outran Ahab's chariot.
然后这个他就是被神的灵感动，然后他可以跑 快过这个亚哈王的这个马车。
But when Jezebel sent him a messenger,
当耶洗别派一个这个派一个人跟他告诉他说
，He ran for his life.
告诉他的时候，他却跑。逃跑
and he was at the brook during the time all week and just want to kill himself.
他到这个小溪旁，他就想自杀。
But God was very gracious.
但是神是充满怜悯的。
An angel came to him.
然后一个使者来到他面前。
And touched him.
来触碰了他。
And there's a jar of water and also some bread.
给了他一瓶水，还有一些食物。
And he ate.
他吃了。
And he drank.
喝了。
But he went back to sleep.
他回去睡觉。
Then the angel came again.
然后这使者又来。
Then he ate and he drank.
他又喝又吃。
And 40 days and 40 nights, he go in the strength of the bread and water.
然后他四十昼夜，在走路，就靠着这个饼跟水的这个能力。
This is the kind of experience that you and I need to have when we're reading the Word of God.
所以当我们读神的话，必须要有这种的。
You know, when my adopted father was dying in the hospital,
当我的养父就在这医院快要死的时候
and during a time he did not want to fall asleep,
当时他并不想睡觉
because if he would fall asleep, he's afraid he's not going to be awake again.
因为他知道他一睡就没办法起来了
because the doctors gave him only a couple weeks to live.
因为这医生只给他还有几个星期的寿命
and during a time we read the word of God to him.
当时我们在读神的话给他听
and you know, we read the book of Psalms.
我们读这个诗篇。
So we read it to him, he slept so peacefully.
当我们把诗篇念给他听的时候，他睡得非常甜蜜。
No, during that time, even though the doctor gave him, you know, medicine to sleep, right, pill to sleep, he couldn't sleep.
他说当医生把这个安眠药给他的时候，他吃了也没办法睡。
Because he was so afraid if he fall asleep, he would not wake up again.
因为他很惧怕，他一关眼睛睡了就没办法起来。
And during that time, he was not a believer yet.
当时他并不是一个信徒。
But when we read the word to him,
当我们把这个诗篇读给他听
he slept, he snored.
他就可以睡，而且打呼。
And he looked very peaceful.
他看起来非常的平静安稳。
Really, this is the word of God.
这就是神的话。
He gave us such strength.
他给我们有了这个能
力。So that's why, even though, yes, we have a lot of weaknesses in our lives.
所以虽然在我们生命当中有很多缺点。
But remember, God is on our side.
但是我们要记得神在我们身旁。
We should not be afraid.
我们不需要惧怕。
Here, that's why in verse 4 say, coming to him as the living stone, right, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious.
第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
And then, I'm sorry. And then verse 5 says, "You also, as a living stone, are being built and spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ."
五节，你们来到主面前，也要像活石被造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Yes.Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the cornerstone.
我们的耶稣基督就是这个房角石。
But you and I must go toward Him as a living stone.
我们必须因他是房角石而到他面前。
Why? Because we want to build ourselves up a spiritual house.
因为我们要为着他来建立这个灵宫。
It has to be holy.
必须要圣洁的。
And then that's only time that is worthy for us to offer sacrifice to God.
只有这样子，我们才可以向神来献祭。
You know, I don't know how many of you, you understand what is exactly a cornerstone.
我不晓得大家是否知道这个房角石是什么意思。
If you've been to my house, by my backyard, I have a big pond. It's like 15 by 12, something like that.
所以如果你到过我家后院呢，有一个水池，大概15尺。
So I have, what's that? 15 by 12 feet, yeah.
大概15尺乘以12尺。
And if you look at all, I have so many rocks, right? And the rocks, it's go to the hill, like it's on a hill a little bit.
所以我这个池的旁边有很多石头，就是建立一个小山丘。
And that rocks, the reason why it's solid there, because I have two big rocks in the bottom.
为什么这个山丘是这么坚固？是因为我在这个水池的下面有两个很大的石头。
And these two big rocks, at least 300 pounds each.
然后这个下面这两块大石头大概是一颗是大概300磅
and that is a granite rock, right? Granite rocks, yeah. So yeah,
是一个石头
I mean, it's very solid and it's very strong.
是非常坚固的
And the reason why I put them in the bottom because the two rocks, all the other rocks, depend on these two rocks in the bottom.
为什么放这两个石头在下面呢？因为其他在这两个石头的上面需要这两块大石头
You know, when my nephew invites his friend stuff over to my house, what is the first thing they do?
所以当我的侄儿请他的朋友过来我家的时候 他们做的第一件事情是什么
Because they jump on the rocks.
他们就跳在这个石头上
And all I need is the rocks to roll and then you know, they fall and then kill themselves or something.、Right?
所以如果他们这石头不坚固就倒下来的话就会压死人
And the second thing they do to pick up stones and throw at my fish. That's what they do.
然后他们还有做的事情就是拿石头丢我的鱼
So I always make sure there's no small stones around that area.
所以我常常就是把这个水池旁边的石头都拿掉。
So because the two big rocks in the bottom, you know, as a cornerstone, then it doesn't matter what stone I step on, it's not going to fall.
因为这个水池下面有两个很大的石头，所以即使他们踩在这个其他石头上面，他们也不会掉到水里。
And before I did not know that.
之前我不了解。
I just put all the stone the same size, you know, throughout and stuff like that, and then I realized, you know.You just step on one stone, and all our stone become, you know, weak and is loose.
所以之前呢，我是没有放这两个石头，我只把其他的小石头放在一起。但是当我放这些小石头在一起的时候，他们的这个根基是非常软弱的。
No, and our faith is also the same way.
我们的这个信仰也是如此。
Yes, it's good for you and I to build one another up.
所以，如果我们可以彼此的建立我们的信仰是好的。
But if we don't build upon our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们的信仰不是建立在耶稣基督，
then one day we'll also be rolled away.
有一天我们必会离去。
That's why our faith is not in human beings.
所以我们的信仰不是靠着其他的人。
Yes, it's important that we encourage one another, we uplift one another.
当然，如果我们可以彼此的勉励对方是好的。
Because all the stones that I put also depend on the other little stone too. But the main stone,It's the cornerstone, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，其他的小石头可以彼此的联系，但是这些小石头的根基是在这个大石头上。
If you and I have this kind of mentality,
如果你和我有这样的一种想法
，then you and I would never leave church.
我们这样，我们就不会离开教会。
Why? Because Jesus Christ would never disappoint us.
因为耶稣基督不会让我们失望。
But others will disappoint us.
但是人会让我们失望。
And no one is perfect in church.
在教会没有人是完全的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is perfect.
但是耶稣基督是完全的。
No one can save us in church.
在教会没有一个人可以拯救我们。
But our Lord Jesus Christ could.
除了耶稣基督。
So we really see this very clearly.
我们要对这个非常了解。
So don't depend too much on other brothers and sisters.
我们不要把我们的信仰建立在其他的弟兄姐妹。
Our faith is between us and God.
我们的信仰是建立在神与我们的这个关系上。
And use him as a cornerstone.
我们要用神做我们的这个房角
石。But of course, there's also a negative effect.
当然也是有这个负面的影响。
See here in verse 6, chapter 2, verse 6.
第二章的第六节。
Therefore, it's also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elected, precious, and he who believes in him will by no means be put to shame.
六节，因为经上说的，看了我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Then verse 7, Therefore to you who believe he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejected has become a chief cornerstone.
所以他在你们的信的人就成为宝贵，就为宝贵。在那不信的人有话说。匠人所砌的石头以作为房角的头块石头。
Then verse 8, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.
八节又说做了绊脚石石头
you know,
跌人的磐石。
When the Ten Commandments were written,
当这个十诫被写的时候
it was written on both sides of the tablets.
是在这个石板的两面。
When the Word of God was written on the scrolls, also on both sides of the scrolls.
所以当这个蛇的话写在这个纸卷上也是两面的。
So that's why the Word of God is like a double-edged sword.
所以神的话就好像两刃的刀。
If you and I want to use the Word of God as the cornerstone, and then it become very positive, it become, you know, the strength for you and I.
如果我们用把这个宝贵的话呢作为我们房角石，它是对我们是一个。良好的观是非常良好的。
But if not, it becomes a stumbling block.
不然的话，会作为我们的绊脚石。
So that's why when you and I read the Word of God,
所以当我们读神的话
we really must, you know, rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us to make things very clearly.
我们需要圣灵的带领，让我们把这些事情都看得非常清楚。
If not, the Word of God can become a stumbling block for you and I.
不然 这个房角石会变成绊脚石。
But nowadays, many people leave church actually because of the word of God.
所以现今很多人离开教会是因为神的话。
Why? Because of the disagreement.
因为有不同的意见。
You believe in one thing.
你相信一点,
I believe another thing.
我相信另外一点。
So because of this, how can we go to the same church?
如果这样的话, 我们如何到同一间教会呢?
The only way to resolve that is for you and I to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以要解决这个问题就是你和我必须要充满神的灵。Because
only the Spirit of God can bring us in unity and make us one.
因为只有神的灵才可以让我们合一成为一体。And
we will see things exactly the way God wants us to see things.
我们可以看到神要我们所看到一致的事情。So
that's why we must use the Word of God to benefit our spirituality.
所以我们必须要用神的话来让我们属灵生命可以长进。But
if not, and then say here, they stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. Verse 8.
第八节的下半段, 他们既不顺从这, 他们这样半跌也是预定的。
Now think about this.
我们去想想。
There's over 30,000 denominations in the world nowadays.
现今有3万多个不同的教派。
And why there's over 30,000 denominations?
为什么有3万个不同的教派呢?
We read the same Bible.
我们读是同本圣经。
But we understand it very differently.
但是每个教派所了解的是不一样。
And it's not two church alike.
没有两间教会是一模一样的。
Why?
为什么?
Because there's no Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵。
When there's no Holy Spirit, there's no way that you and I can read the Word of God and come out with the same conclusion.
如果我们没有神的灵运行在我们里面, 我们读圣经的时候, 没有办法有一致的想法。
You know, for me, I travel to many different places.
对我来说, 我到很多不同的地方。
Of course, most of the time, it's because it's at church.
很多时候是因为教会所安排的。
And one thing I realize,
一件事情我了解,
that every church I go to, it doesn't matter in Malaysia, Australia, Africa, when you sit down and have Bible study with the brethren.
所以不论我们到马来西亚、新加坡或者到非洲, 我们坐下来有这个查经的时候,
I always do this because when I have Bible study with brothers and sisters in different countries, I always try to observe, okay, which members are belong to TJC and which are truth seekers?
所以当我到这些地方来做查经的时候，我会注意哪一些是弟兄姐妹，哪一些是慕道者。And
to me, it's always very clear.
对我来说是非常明显的。
Why? Because when we open our mouth and speak, if they don't have the Spirit of God inside them, they speak very differently.
因为当这些人没有受圣灵的时候，他们跟我分享的这些
It doesn't mean it's bad or it's good, but it's just different.
不是坏或者是不好,
so that's why, for me, the conclusion is that no, our brother and sister, we have the same spirit inside of us.
所以我来说是我们弟兄姐妹都有同一个灵。
I also talk to many other Christians.
我也跟其他很多不同的教派来,
and the way they see things in the Bible is also very different.
他们对于圣经的, 说法很多,
I mean, our brother and sister in Africa,
我们在非洲的弟兄姐妹,
I mean, how can they look at the Bible and have the same conclusion that we have here in the United States?
为什么他们看圣经得到的结论跟我们在美国看,
because the Spirit of God move us
因为神的灵运行在我们当中,
and bring us to see things that He wants us to see.
让我们看到对圣经的了解是一致。
But that's why so many Christian denominations, what, they are disobedient to the word of God.
但是很多其他教派对于神的话却不顺从。
Yeah, just think about Sabbath.
我们就单说这个安息日好了。The
Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments.
这个安息日是十诫里面的一个。
It's not 10 suggestions.
不是10个建议。
But why so many Christian denominations worship on Sunday?
但是为什么 这么多教派却在星期日来做安做。
And we know the Ten Commandments written on tablets of stone.
我们知道这个十诫是写在这石盘上。
This means it's never gonna go away.
就是说这十诫是不会离开。
But why so many Christians not worship on Saturday?
但是为什么这么多教派不在星期六来守安息？
It has to do with the Spirit of God.
就是跟神的灵有关系。
There's no other way to say it.
没有其他方法可以这样说。
I remember when I was working,
我记得我还在工作的时候,
my boss, he used to be an assistant pastor of another church.
所以我的老板是一间教会的这个 传道助理。
And one day he's talking about God.
有一天他谈到神。
And we talk about Sabbath.
然后讲到这个安息日。
Because he's a Sunday worshiper.
因为他是在星期日来做礼拜。
And I just ask him, why do your church worship on Sunday?
我就问他一句话，为什么你的教会在星期天来做安息呢？
And he's like, oh, I don't know. We've been worship on Sunday, you know, forever, right?
他说我不知道，我们有史以来都是在星期天做礼拜。
And ask him, do your members, you know, believe the Ten Commandments?
我就问他，你的教会的这些信徒相信十诫吗？
And he said yes.
他说相信。
And then why don't you worship on Saturday?
然后我就问他，为什么不在星期六来守安息呢？
And he said he really doesn't know.
然后他说他不晓得。
Because majority of Christianity worship on Sunday.
因为大部分的不同这些教派的都在安息日，都在星期天来做礼拜。
Of course, you know, some of the reasoning is that because Christ resurrected on Sunday.
有些给的借口就是耶稣基督在第三天复活，就是在星期天。
And Sunday is the day of the Lord.
然后说星期天是主日。
But actually, the Bible, in the Bible, they never say Sunday is the day of the Lord. Actually, Saturday is the day of the Lord.
然后圣经从来没说星期日是主日，是说星期六才是主日。
And the judgment day is the day of the Lord.
然后这个审判日是主日。
And never say on Sunday.
他没有说是星期
天。But sometimes, you know, for us, we just feel that, you know, maybe so many Christians out there, they practice worship on Sunday, so they cannot be wrong.
所以有时候我们觉得既然其他教会都在星期天来做礼拜，然后这样说他们就是应该是对的。
Actually, history and the Bible dictate otherwise.
但是圣经的教导却是不是这样。
Look at the Babel Tower.
我们看巴比塔。
The Tower of Babel, right?
巴别塔。
All of them want to could build the tower.
这些人呢，他们都是有同心合意想要再盖一个在巴别塔。
And they were all wrong.
他们都是错的。
They're the time of Noah.
在挪亚的时代。
Millions of people.
有上百万人。
They did not believe that God going to, you know, flood the whole earth with water.
他们不相信神会用这个水灾来淹没这个世界。
And they were wrong.
他们是错的。
There's time of Solomon and Gomorrah.
索多玛和蛾摩拉。
No one would believe that God would destroy the whole city.
没有人会相信神会毁灭这两个城。
Even Lot's wife, why did not believe?
即使是罗德的妻子，他也
不相信。Actually, even Lot himself did not believe. The angel had to drag him out.
甚至罗德也不相信，这天使必须要把他就是牵着手。
But that's why many are called, but few are chosen.
所以圣经说了，很多人被招，但是只有几个被拣选。
Because the gate is very narrow.
因为这个门是狭窄的。
That lead to eternal life.
狭窄的门才能领着。
The gate is wide, that lead to destruction is very wide.
又宽又阔的门呢，进入这个死亡。
So that's why, you know, when you and I worship God,
所以当我们来敬拜神的时候，
let's come back to the Bible.
我们要回到圣经。
Don't use too much logic.
不要用太多逻辑。
Human beings are very smart.
人类是非常聪明的。
But quite often our smartness is nothing compared to God's wisdom.
但是人的聪明是没办法跟神比。
So what is the whole purpose here in chapter 2?
第二章的整个第二章的意义是什么？
It's in verse 9.
是在第九节。
But you are a chosen generation.
你们是被拣选的族类。
A royal priesthood.
君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
圣洁的国度。
His own special people.
是属神的子民。
And that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明光明者的美德。
From verse 1 to verse 10 is all to do with what we need to do for ourselves.
从第一节到第十节是我们必须要做的事情。
Even chapter 1, right, verse 13 till the end, is all have to do with something about ourselves.
所以第一章13节到25节是我们该做的事情。
If you and I did not fix ourselves first,
如果我们没有解决我们自己的问题。
And did not completely rely on God,
如果我们没有依靠神的话。
Then we really cannot preach the word of God to others.
我们没有办法把神的话传扬给别人。
That's why in verse 11 and almost till to the end, that you and I must live before men perfectly.
所以在十一节到二十五节告诉我们，在人的面前必须要过一个做一个完全人。
But if we cannot fulfill what is written before that, then how can you and I truly glorify God?
如果我们在前半段的所交托给我们的事情没办法做到，我们如何荣耀神的名呢？
But of course, it's not easy.
当然是不是简单的。
To be able to conduct ourselves before men perfectly.
我们没办法在人面前做一个完全人。
It's not easy to listen to our boss and be able to, you know.Do our best to be obedient to them.
当然，我们没有办法在我们的主管面前啊，完全的顺服他。
And then in verse 17, say honor all people.
17节谈到勿要尊敬众人。
Say love the brotherhood.
亲爱教中的弟兄。
Say fear God and honor the king.
敬畏神，尊敬君王。
So in other words, our lives is not only within us, but also without. Also, we need.To be perfect in front of others.
所以我们的信仰不是在只是我们个人信仰，也是要在众人面前呈现我们的信仰。
And Jesus Christ is a perfect example.
耶稣基督是一个很好的榜样。
Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He's the one that without sin.
因为耶稣基督是没有这个罪恶的。
And He committed no wrong.
他也没有做错事情。
But He Himself.Was crucified for you and I.
但是他为着我们来在十字架上被受死。
Because the love that compelled him.
因为这个爱激励他。
You know, when you think about power.
当我们想到权力。
I always think about this. Why did our Lord Jesus Christ have to walk so far all the way to the, you know, the hill of Golgotha?
所以我在想，为什么耶稣基督要走那么遥远的路到哥哥他山去呢？
You know, why they make him carry the cross for so long?
为什么他被逼要背着自己的十字架呢？
I was thinking.
我在想。
The Bible described to us, you know, the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, because he wanted to be crucified for us to be safe.
所以圣经告诉我们，神耶稣基督他受死是为着我们。
Remember, to really measure a man and give him power, right? It's very difficult.If you want to see how good a person is, give him power.
所以要衡量一个人的品德，我们就给这个人有这个权利。
I mean, I'm not a politician, anything, but Donald Trump, it seems like he's really using his authority, right? Changing a lot of things, doing a lot of this, doing a lot of that, right? It's very clear, right?
所以我不是一个政治家，但是我们可以看到这个特朗普他当选总统之后，
他有做很多事情。Because he has the power to do it.
因为他现在有这个
权利。Can you imagine Lord Jesus Christ?
如果我们试想耶稣基督。
They spat on him.
人在他面前吐口。
They whipped him.
他们击打他。
They put the crown of thorn on his head.
把这个荆棘的冠冕放在头
上。And he carried his cross all the way up to the hill.
然后背着自己的十字架到这个
山上。And our Lord Jesus Christ, he can just snap his finger and everyone will be destroyed.
耶稣基督只要弹一个手指，所有众人都会死掉。
But why didn't he do that?
为什么他没有这样做呢？
Because the love that he has for you and I.
因为他为了他给我们，他为了我们的爱。
So that's why when we read from 1 Peter chapter 1.
从彼得前书的第一章。
The reason why we have living hope.
为什么有这个活泼的盼望？
Because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督。
He died for us.
他为我们死。
Buried for us.
为我们而被埋葬。
Resurrected for us.
为我们而受复活。
Ascended to heaven for us.
为着我们到天上去。
That's the only thing that moved him, right? The love for you and I.
因为他有着给我们对于我们的爱，所以他
可以做
这一切。
If you and I want.To inherit this the inheritance, that living hope, you also must have this great love toward Jesus.
如果我们要得到这个基业的话，我们必须要有神耶稣基督这样的爱。
If you want to overcome a sin,
如果我们要胜过我们的
罪， we must love our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要爱我们的耶稣基督。
If you want to love others,
如果我们要爱别人，
we must love our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要爱耶稣基督。
Because without knowing how to love our Lord Jesus Christ.You and I cannot get rid of our sin. We cannot love Him or love other people.
如果我们不爱基督，就没办法从把我们身上的罪挪去，我们就没办法爱人或者爱耶稣。
So when you and I become perfect in His love,
如果我们在耶稣基督的爱成为一个完全人
，then we become perfect as a human being.
作为一个人，我们也是是一个完全的。
Now let's all rise.
我们起立。
And sing Him 162.
唱诗162。
162。
162首。